Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 22nd of August, and here is hazy, humid morning on 29 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect mostly cloudy with a shower in places, and over the night mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm mainly later. Chances on thunderstorms over the day on 20% and at night on 60%. Temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 36 with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 19 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 82%. In August, in total fell 46.5 millimeters of rain with 7 days of rain and 1 day of trace of a rain. Yesterday alone has fallen 6 millimeters. In total we already had this year 320 millimeter rainfall, which is above average. Rainfall is measured by Charlie at Orogreen. Today we're invited to a second active resident assembly meeting on housing at 3:30 p.m. in Unity Pavilion. This follow-up meeting will build upon the ideas shared in the last ARA meeting. It will be a working meeting, not for general discussion, where we will explore ways to prioritize and practically implement those ideas. The ideas regarding housing, which primarily focused upon affordable housing, fell into three main categories. Finding new accommodation places to build. Secondly, the planning and construction of new accommodation. And third, the financing of new accommodation. And all participants today will be invited to join one of three working groups, each of which will focus on one of these areas. They will come up with practical proposals for their implementation as well as prioritize and timelines. And the groups will share their proposals with other participants. The aim of this meeting is to lay the framework or coherent and workable strategy to tackle the housing problem and that people will come forward to assist in the implementation of this. So we are all warmly invited. Pondi Photo 2016 grand opening will be with Water Area on 26th of August at Old Port in Pondicherry at 8 p.m. Blessings of Water and Nature through Voice. With the singer Hapsini, accompanied by Francois Martinez on guitar and voice and Bryce on flute. After Carla Rosa Gileno and followed by Aurora Sisters. In Old Port in Pondicherry on 27th of August at 8 p.m. we will see a moving feast, an exploration of water through dance, with Drum and Suresh, with Grace Gittadella and Shadowbox and Evie Sisters. On Sunday, 4th of September at 4 p.m. at Old Port Interactive Mind by Drupad, and later on at 5 p.m. on Main Stage, Creative Dance with Chandrakala Dance Troupe. And on Saturday 10th at 8 p.m. on Small Stage in Old Port, Illusion and Clones Mystic Mirror Play. Within Zero Arable Conversations, this Thursday, 25th of August, Tuan is going to tell us about sustainable energy and beyond. Those who want to listen or participate, they will meet at Citadine Art Gallery at 3:30 p.m. And as usual for their conversations, everyone is welcome, especially volunteers, students and interns. From Youthlink we have some announcements, and the first one is on an upcoming educational workshop exploring youth and economy in collaboration with Economy Action Group and Integral Entrepreneurship Lab, organizing 1-day orientation to Auroville economy on the 27th of August. And they're inviting youth who have started or want to start a unit, inviting youth who want to help succession planning, or inviting any youth who simply want to know more to better understand Auroville's economic structure and how to work within. And they're in preparation to higher education, a gate and a path, where Omar is designing 4 models, and those will be presented on 4 consecutive Saturday afternoons. Sessions for undergrad, postgrad youth in Auroville on the 3rd, 10th, 17th and 24th of September. But this workshop will also invite parents and educators to attend. In October they will be sourcing their wellness. And for youth and bioregional youth for development, they're in the process of implementing a project called PALAM, meaning bridge. And this is a bioregional Auroville youth leadership program primarily coordinated by Auroville Village Action Group. Women's festival pre-events are going on. Tomorrow between 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. there will be in a spirit of traditional games where you can enjoy and take part of Nadugames, Koko, Kubadi and any other outdoor traditional games and competition. Next Tuesday, August 30th, also between 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m, there will be a cultural performances, a morning of traditional songs and dance followed by lunch. And they are located in Irumbay on the same campus as Arova Institute of Applied Technology. On Wednesday, 24th of August at 3:30 p.m, we are invited to first Permablitz in Fertile, because more and more people are looking how they can be involved with their food using the gardens to grow the many easy crops that grow locally. So in Fertile they decided they're going to start a weekly Permablitz going on to various places and help to develop gardens with the ideas of permaculture. So this one, it would be the first one at 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday, and you can come for as long as you want. Look, chat, dig, plat, come and see if it's something that you would like to do and to join them, and let's make a team to create gardens everywhere. But also the Solitude Farm is announcing the Permaculture Festival a month from now on 24th of September. Celebrating creativity, community and our Mother Earth. And that festival will be focused on creativity within our community, including artists, musicians, handicrafts, healers, permaculture, cooking, food and eco-building. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen Journey to the Life Divine Part 1. And the first part of the film created in the ashram shows the spiritual development and work of Sri Aurobindo, the mother, and the work of they did for the new evolutionary step toward a life divine for mankind and earth. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we will see today at 8 p.m. within Kiarostami Iranian series drama The Wind Will Carry Us, made in France and Iran in 1999 by director Abbas Kiarostami. Tomorrow we will see drama A Separation, made in Iran in 2011 and directed by Asghar Farhadi. And on Wednesday, drama Romance, Barani, made in Iran in 2001 by director Majid Majidi. And a mother wrote, "The indispensable basis of our yoga is sincerity, honesty, unselfishness, disinterested consecration to the work to be done, nobility of character and straightforwardness." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.